Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's Roasting the World. Why? Because the world needs roasting. I'm your host, the king of comedy, Dakota. Tonight's episode, guys, is going to be a little different. It's going to be a little more serious than what you guys are used to coming from my show, of course. And yeah, let's just see how this goes. Let me introduce my guest and we'll jump into it, guys. Shane, Lacey, you guys feel free to say something anytime.
Hey, what's up, man?
We're back.
It's not that hard to say. It's Shane Layton. You're like Shane the Derp Derp.
I'm a little stone, man. My bad. I didn't want to be like Laxus.
I hope you're a lot stone. Hard day of work.
We only do first names around here, guys. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm Shane.
Okay, hold on. I got it. Ready? I got the intro for you. Yo, he's back to look at my crown from still across the room. The man, the myth, the unstoppable legend, Shane. See, I'm only still doing first names on this. But.
Well, and you forgot Lovely like you did last week.
Oh,
you
dang,
know,
I did.
Let's have my own turn, please.
Fine. Next time you come. Okay, the third time's the charm.
I have PTSD.
Third time's the charm.
I have PTSD.
Third time's
you.
The charm.
All right. Well, I'm done.
You come on next time, I will have you the best intro ever. Third time will be the charm on that.
I can dig it.
I'll make it better than my intro.
Oh,
we'll
shit.
Have music. We'll have fireworks. We'll have a marching band. I don't know. What else? Been putting intros in there.
Serenade.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole thing. Some tits would be nice.
Right.
Just
and
boom.
This right here is about as funny as the show's going to get, guys.
Yeah. Oh, make the fireworks look like tits. That would be awesome.
Okay.
Anyway, we're having a serious show today.
Anyway, this show is very serious, guys. Very, very serious. We are talking about the recent shootings in Colorado and
other random
shootings that's happened.
Who else is here, dude? Wait, who else is here?
Oh, yeah, Lacey. I forgot to let you talk. My bad. Rewind.
No, you were interrupting, man. The lovely Lacey.
Yes,
hold on. Let me get the voice ready.
All right.
Oh, yeah, and the lovely Lacey. There you go.
I'll accept that.
Boom! Cancel! Okay.
Council culture. That's how I wrote. Shit. Anyway, guys, we're going to be talking the recent shootings in Colorado and this other random shootings over the past few years and whatnot. So
kind of in general, right?
Right, just shootings, the school, like school shootings and
just kind of in
the
general, the
and,
whole issue
yeah.
of it.
Right.
It's been a thing for years and years now. It's like you thought they
would
fix it by now.
Right.
You know?
I mean, the first major one I can remember in my lifetime, I mean, I'm sure there was more, you know, before then, but with Columbine. And that was like the first one I remember because I remember what happened after all of it.
Yeah, Columbine had
like
about
how much
420,
shit
90, I, what was it, 98, I think? It was like 420.
I
want to
say it was either 98, 99. I can't remember exactly which one.
Right,
I think
right.
I was either in the fourth or fifth grade.
That was the first one where they just had, like, automatic shit. There were school shootings
right.
and shit before, but it was snipers and stuff.
Right, because
you know,
there was a guy in the bell tower
shot.
Or something at one point.
Right, that was a huge, that was way bigger than any of the shit we're dealing with. That was crazy. But fucking,
right.
I mean, now people, they just get in the AR-15, walk into a fucking grocery store and start plugging.
Right.
You know, there's no class
I mean,
to that. There's no, that's the thing that I hate about the new shootings is there's no pizzazz. I mean, I mean, it's kind of a joke, but not really, because look, back in the day, when people couldn't just get an AR-15, they had snipers and bell towers, okay? You had the kids at Columbine. Somehow they got a hold of, like, an Uzi and a revolver, and tried to make pipe bombs, which didn't work, by the way.
Right.
They lit shit off and they just fizzled out. But, I mean, that was horrible. All this is horrible. But, like, now you don't even have to be worth half a shit. The motherfucker that did the shit in Colorado was half naked with a goddamn AR-15, walked into a grocery store, and that was that. That's, there's no class to that. There's no honor to that. There's nothing. I mean, at the very least, like, at the very least, the kids in Columbine may not have been really that crazy, but they had been bullied their whole lives. Right?
Right.
And that's why they did what they did.
If I remember right, it had a lot to do with, like, a video game or something, didn't it? Like,
yeah,
that's what they were trying to blame it on.
Real.
Mm-hmm. Well, sure, they were trying to blame it on art. That's the first thing they'll go for is art and music. You
right.
know what I mean? That's the first thing that the government will attack. Because the last thing that the government wants you to know is because they failed the mentally ill, they failed the bullied, they failed the poor for over 100 years in this country. And they're trying to tell you that it's because they played Halo?
Right.
You get the fuck out with that shit. You get the
and
fuck
back
out.
Then, I mean, the video games weren't even that violent back then, were they? I mean, I don't really remember, too much, but I mean, like,
well, you know,
to
I mean,
how
Call,
they are today.
Call of Duty and so, and well, and you had, I mean, sure, I think that violent video games do absolutely affect your mind state as to whether or not you are capable of violence.
Right.
You know, if you
but it really, plays on the mental health people. I mean,
all
the shootings, you don't see it happen to a normal person. It's always somebody
with
an illness or someone who's been tortured or bullied.
Correct.
Right.
It's a mental effect.
Which, to me, I don't know. I guess I don't have a mental health issue or anything, so I don't see why or see how it happens that way. Because I was bullied, and I never once wanted to go just, like, kill somebody or something afterwards or anything like that.
Well, that's what
the times
like,
I wanted
I
to punch somebody
the
in the dick or something, you know, but that's about it.
No, right. And I played all the violent video games and shit, and I never walked into a fucking Safeway and started plugging somebody buying bread. There's no fucking way.
Right.
You know, there's more. Here's the thing, in my opinion, is that they don't look at the underlying circumstances and problems that cause these things. What they want to do is gun control. What they want to do is cancel culture. What they want to do is stop people from thinking for their own that that's going to help it. What it is their failure to the poor. It's their failure to the mentally ill. It's their failure to the bullied. You know what I mean? And some of that over the past few years has gotten better. Like they did that whole huge thing about like don't be a bully, you know. And you don't really see school shootings so much anymore. You don't. I mean, they're still going to happen, unfortunately, but not like 15 years ago at all.
Right.
I want to say one more thing, and I'll give up because I've been talking a lot. But I just want to say one
more
thing.
You're good, bro.
Is my niece, she went to middle school and ate lunch in a lunchroom where there was a fucking school shooting. She saw four kids got shot in the face, dog. Like,
wow.
It's real shit. But, like, fucking, it's an old story that you can look up. It doesn't matter. It happened. Fucking, but that doesn't really happen anymore. You know? So I think that what happens now, if they really want to stop this shit, is start investing in mental health care, goddammit.
Right. Now
I
you
agree
go.
With that.
Right there.
That's all I got to say. And I'll let you guys, because I've been talking like the whole fucking show, and I want to have a
good
show.
Good, man. You're good. I mean, you're not wrong with everything you said. I agree 100%. I mean, it's a lot of it has to do with the mental status of somebody. You got somebody that is crazy and they're just sitting there playing a video game. Of course, they're going to try to act out that video game.
Short tripping out.
I mean,
yeah,
that's
just,
yeah, that's
just
what's
going to
happen.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and it all has to do with the mental capacity of somebody. But I remember when
a lot of them.
Go ahead, Lacey. I'm sorry.
That's the sad thing about it is that there's a lot of signs usually that mental health is something's going on with somebody, but nobody really notices it or they don't want to address it.
Right.
They don't want to say there's a problem.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they go shoot somebody up and they're like, oh, he had a mental illness.
The first thing
both of you guys have background in counseling, so you guys seen that a lot, or
right?
Like,
well, I'll tell you what. The first thing you attack. If I was a senator, okay. If I was a senator, what I would attack is the stigma behind mental illness.
Amen.
To make it okay to ask for help. You shouldn't be brave to ask for help. That's what we're doing now. Like, if somebody actually admits they're having problems and goes to a psychiatrist, they say, oh, you're so brave. No, it should just be a thing you do, like a seatbelt.
Right.
You shouldn't be afraid to tell someone. I mean.
No. And you have to, because, I mean, being schizo is like such a huge thing. It's not even actually like actual schizophrenia is not even a big deal. It's totally manageable with care, you know, and medication. And
as long
it's
as
not
they
a
catch
big
it
deal,
early
but
enough.
Like, and if they catch it at all, because you're so scared to tell somebody you're hearing voices, they'll think you're fucking psycho and your life's going to be shit. So they just run with it. Next thing you know, they're in a fucking Safeway plugging customers. What the fuck did you think was going to happen? You smell me? Like, am I making sense?
Right, I mean, that's... Oh, yeah, I mean, like, I agree 100% with it all. It's just... Yeah.
You know?
Nowadays, the world's fucking whack.
It's not... Gun control is not the answer. Mental health control is the answer. Putting money into that shit. Getting people the proper care.
It's ridiculous that there's, like... It's ridiculous that you can go buy a gun in, like, 50 places in one area, but you can't go to a mental health place in one area. Like, there's, like, maybe one. And, of course, if they're overpopulated, they can't help you. So,
and overpopulated, that's what I said. That's what I just said, like, 10 minutes ago.
Yep.
Those
you
are
did.
The two problems that are causing these shootings, amongst other things. These are two of the major problems with homelessness.
Yeah.
And they're not being addressed. What they want to say is homelessness is drugs. They want to say that shootings is guns. You know what I mean? That's bullshit. Guns and drugs are a side effect of mental illness, poorness, and overpopulation.
It's a way
people
cope when they don't have meds or support.
Some
of the homeless crazy people are off their medicine is the reason they're that way too, though. So it's like lack of drugs to some
insurance.
Of them.
They
I mean, it's just
house.
The way
you
America
think these
is. We're
have insurance.
No, I mean,
the
government does not give a fuck about Americans.
Hey, you ever play chess? You guys, you ever play chess, like the game chess?
Yeah.
You always have to think two or three moves ahead.
Right.
And all we're trying to do is look one move ahead and treading water. We have the same problems we had in 1970. It's 50 years later. We should be doing better. We're not, because we're only looking one step ahead. Shane Lane for Senator 2032. Vote for me. Call it.
Got my vote, guys. He got my vote.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about. I got your vote, Lacey.
You got my vote, yes.
Yeah, that's two votes, dude. That's two
it
votes.
Might be success, but you got two votes.
I'm Shane voting
Lane
twice,
so
you got three.
I do great. Give me Mitch McConnell's seat. Fuck it, I'll move to New Hampshire and beat him just to show motherfuckers it can be done. I don't give a shit. I only live once. Fuck him.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Oh, and we all didn't think we were going to laugh during this show.
Yeah, hey, it worked out. All right. Cool, man. I don't think it's going to be a huge bummer, but I'm having a good time.
Oh, yeah, man. Let's talk about some of the what do you guys remember, like, for example, after Columbine happened, for me, I remember when we went back to school, we weren't allowed to have backpacks. We had to have these, like, see-through plastic backpack things and shit like that. Now, did that happen to any of you guys? Because, Lisa, you're younger than me, so I don't know if you even remember any of that going down.
Yeah, I do. We had to have clear backpacks, and I hated that. but most of the time, that's where kids went from where they just carried their binder to school because you couldn't have backpacks much.
And that was the reason why I don't think my high school, we ever had lockers. Like, they had lockers at the school, but nobody can ever use them.
Really?
Yeah. We had to, like, carry everything. No, like, they didn't assign us lockers or nothing like that.
Columbine actually happened, like, the year after I graduated. I graduated in 97.
Okay.
So I didn't have to go through any of that. I couldn't imagine being in school without a locker and you had to carry all your books in a clear backpack. Fuck that.
Yeah, I mean, it got kind of whacked there right after it all happened. And then if I remember right, within the next school year, all that kind of died down a little bit. Like, you still saw kids with the clear backpacks, but it wasn't like it was a mandatory thing.
I think the adults calmed down probably and were like, that's a stupid idea.
Right, and then I think those church shootings happened a little bit after that, then all that shit went down.
The one thing that didn't calm down during that time, I remember, is like, it used to be really lax on how parents could drop off their kids or how you got on the school bus and stuff. Like, after that, you were really watched. You were walked to class, you were walked out, you were walked to your car, you know.
Yeah, and if you rode the bus, you had to get on at your bus stop and off at your bus stop. You couldn't, like, say if you're going to a friend's house, you couldn't get off at his bus stop to go to his house without, like,
your parents calling beforehand or something.
Well, I think you guys are kind of on the cusp of, like I'm kind of on the ass end of Generation X. I was born in 78, right?
See, I'm considered a millennial, but I don't want to be one.
Well, you're also kind of on the ass end. But see, you guys had to grow up with that, and I didn't. You know what I mean? Like, I just missed that shit. When I was in high school, it was Alice in Chains and Nirvana and shit, and I live in Seattle, and it was badass. You guys.
Okay, I do have a question.
When I was a kid,
what was the vibe like when Kurt Cobain passed? Like, was there a lot of sad people up that way, man? Because, I mean,
have a good story about that. I have a good story about that. When Kurt Cobain died, I worked at Safeway. It's my first, my third real job. And I was a beggar. If you don't know what Safeway is, it's a grocery store. If it's not your area, it's just like a big grocery store here.
We had some out west.
A lot of places have. It's like Ralph's or Kroger. Or something like that.
Or Lacey, it'd be like how Fred was here.
Or down south is HBT or whatever. You know, in Texas, they got the Herman Bus or whatever. Anyway, so it's a big grocery store. I was a bagger. And I worked with a dude. He was like my idol there because he was a stalker and he was like 19 and I was 15. So he was, like, the cool dude. He went to Kegger's and fucked bitches. It was super cool. And when fucking Kurt Cobain died, he got a tattoo that poor motherfucker has to this day on his arm, a huge fucking, what do you call it when you get your headstone? With Kurt Cobain on it, on his arm. Oh. And I was like, that's cool. You're going to have that forever, dude. Like, but, hey, Kurt Cobain, like, did you hear the new Batman trailer?
I've seen the...
Yeah, that was some good shit. I don't mean to derail everything. We can get back to it, but I was just saying.
Oh, no, you're good, bro.
To this day, Nirvana is dope. Alice in Chains is dope. Mudhoney is dope.
Yes.
Sugar is dope. Look up Sugar. Sugar is like some, he was the, you ever heard of Husker Du? So Husker Du, his friend is my friend, and he started a band in Seattle in the 90s called Sugar, and nobody knows about it, but it's all over YouTube. And it is
okay.
So good. If you love 90s rock.
Oh, dude, yes.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Sugar. Look at, hey, Bunny Falkenberg, listen to this. His name's Bunny. Bunny Falkenberg, I shout out Sugar, just so you know. I'm going to make him listen to this whole podcast just to get his part.
Oh, dude, I'm going to check it out.
Need more viewers.
As soon as we get off and I start blazing tonight, I'm going to go check out some music. So I'm definitely going to check
great.
It out.
Yeah, no, it's great. Just do like YouTube Sugar full album, and that should bring up Sugar, and you'll be happy. Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah. But
anyway.
Yeah, guys, we got about 9 minutes left of the show.
Okay.
Who knew we were gonna laugh during it? But hey, we did.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm
but,
sorry I derailed it again. I'm drunk and
oh no, dude,
and I'm just doing my damn thing.
You're good, bro. You're good.
Cool.
But I just want to say before we actually get off air and everything, guys, it was a tragedy that happened in Colorado. My heart does go out to everybody's families and people that was lost.
Everybody.
I do believe even
the
first cop on the scene, I think, even got killed too, I believe. So.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that's even crazy.
No,
you know,
no
just
good,
doing
man.
Your job, trying to save people. And, I mean, he was a hero that day. You know, lost his life saving people, but. So,
yeah,
heart even goes up.
You know,
room.
I mean, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you like this. I'd be like, fuck the police, but I'm not like fuck every single police. That was a cool
exactly.
police.
Exactly. I want to say in my lifetime, man, for every two bad cops I've seen, and I've seen some bad ones, that I've seen at least three or four good ones.
Word.
So.
True that. No, hey. It is what it is, and a vocal minority. The bad cops get all the attention, you know?
Right.
Anyway, keep going, man. This is good.
But anyways,
no,
guys.
Because you were on a roll, dude.
Oh, you're good. You're good, dude. You're good. But, all right, where was I? I said the thing about them. It was really sad. My heart goes out to
you. Also, wait. Can I say one more thing, then?
Oh, you're good.
Before the show, the three of us actually chatted for, 5 minutes or something? And Lacey brought up a good point that there weren't 10 lives lost at that Colorado shooting. Lacey, do you want to tell them?
Yeah, from a mental health point of view, I mean, he went in and he was not himself and killed 10 people. I mean, who can be really human and go in a grocery store and kill somebody for bread? So you got a 21-year-old that lost his whole life from taking 10 others. So it's really
11. 11 lives. 11 lives lost.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, it's
yeah,
a goddamn
I mean, it's,
shame.
Yeah, it's a tragedy.
I'm actually getting misty, dude. I'm actually like, I don't know if anybody's
like
kind of getting weedy about it, but like that bums me the fuck out.
Bro, I was the same way a few months ago when I did a little short episode after that little boy got shot in his front yard for just riding his bike. And when I was doing that show, I caught myself from I was like, oh shit, I'm about to cry as I'm saying this shit. But yeah, dude.
No, it's sad, man.
It's just sad, man. The world's getting sad.
You know what? We roast the world because the world needs roasting, dude. If there's no humor left,
you
got nothing. We got
there
nothing.
You go,
if you
man.
Can't laugh about this, if you can't laugh about anything, you're lost. You know what I mean?
There
if
you go.
Can't find a shining light in the worst of darknesses, you're doing it wrong, bro.
There you
you're
go.
You're doing
dude.
It wrong. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Holla.
Well, guys, we got about 4 minutes left in the show. I just want to thank you both for coming back on. You both did great.
Well, thank you.
You guys both welcome on anytime, guys. So just anytime y'all want to come on, feel free. You guys know the numbers.
So
call in anytime.
Yeah. Well, just randomly. You know what I was saying is, like, I'd like to come on just for a couple minutes sometimes, and not do the whole show.
There
just
go,
be, like, on for, like, 10 minutes,
yeah.
Talk some shit. That'd be cool as shit.
There you go, dude.
You
yeah, anytime I'm doing a show
lines.
And you want to call in, just call in, bro. And even if you just want to come on a couple of minutes, you want to come on to say something at the beginning of the show, I don't care.
Hell yeah.
That was clever.
Yeah, yeah. Just let me know when you're doing the show. Hey, and you should open up the number to listeners, I think. It would be nice to have, like, some
I think we're supposed to have a call-in number, but I'm not really sure how it all works. Sherry's usually the one that controls all that, so I'm going to have to talk to her and find out about
see
it all.
Up.
But I do agree with you on that.
It.
We do need a call-in number for some listeners and whatnot.
That would be really cool.
I would love to hear some people calling in, man, because we got listeners all over the world, and I would love to hear some people from India or Denmark or
so
whatever
cool.
just calling in, dude.
Oh,
so,
different opinions, you know?
Right, yeah.
Awesome.
So I would love to get some people's opinions from this all over. But,
guys,
it's been another great episode. Oh, I had fun, too, guys. And like I said, thank you both for coming on. It's been good. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Sorry tonight wasn't just, you know, hilarious us telling jokes and whatnot, but... I feel like we needed to do a serious show for this.
I thought it was an emotional
about the mental issue.
I laughed and cried in 30 minutes. It's for real.
Well, I laughed, cried, and peed a little. So.
No. Lacey's point about there actually being 11 lives lost, like, that hit me like a ton of bricks.
I mean, it's true. It's true. A lot of people don't see it that way because he committed the crime and people are looking down on him for that. But he's a 21-year-old kid. And if he had mental health issues, there's definitely...
He could have been an artist. He could have been an engineer. He could have been, you know, maybe not a doctor or a lawyer.
He could have been that police
officer.
He
could have ran a gas station. He could have been a cool dude at a video store, you know. He could have worked at Blockbuster. Shit.
is there Blockbusters out your way still, bro? You need to take a picture of
one
if there is.
I got one last joke, motherfucker. I did it.
Oh, God. If you find a Blockbuster, take a picture in front of it, because that's a dying breed there. Shit.
Hell yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to go back into real life now. I had fun. Thank you.
Hey, thank you for coming on, bro.
Right on, man.
Audio?
All right, guys. It's always fun having him on, man. He's a character and a half and good as hell. I like him. Good dude. Lacey, thank you for coming on. It was awesome having you on, and thank you for your point of view. For people who don't know, she has a background in counseling and stuff like that, and I wanted her on to get her point of view and everything. What I didn't know is Shane also had a background in counseling, so who knew? You learn something new every day. And who knew Dakota had a background in counseling, but your guys' background is way above my pay level and it all, you know. So, but it is sad. And if you guys try to look this episode up, I did rate it R, so that way. You know, us talking about the shootings and stuff, they couldn't pull it down or nothing like that. So if anybody tries to look it up, it be in our rated R section or however the fuck that works on the thing. And there, I said
good
fuck, so it counts
that.
As it being rated R. I said fuck twice in a row, three times in a row, so now it's definitely rated R. but anyways, guys, mental health issues isn't nothing to joke about. There's a lot of people out there with them. I know some people that have them. I know Lacey knows some people that have them. We may or may not work with a couple people that have them. but all joking aside, guys, if you guys do have any mental issues or if you ever need to talk or feel like something's up, make sure you talk to somebody. Go to a counselor. Go to a friend. Call a couple of friends. Shit, I don't give a fuck if you guys want to hit me up at this point. If I can help you, I'll try. But, you know, and I'll try to put a number out there and a link or something for anybody that's having issues for them to call. Because, like I said, all joking aside, it's the world's getting whack and this shit doesn't need to be going on. So, yeah. And thank everybody for listening. Hope everybody had a great night, and I'm hoping everybody is having a great weekend. And I'll be doing another show sometime this week. I'm not sure what day, but I'll let everybody know ahead of time. And, yeah, just everybody have a good night. Lacey, thank you for coming on, and you have a great night.
Anytime. Bye.